Welcome back to the Seaport District, brought to you by Pier 17. So the allegations surrounding Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson continue to pile up. Since Monday, seven more lawsuits have been filed against Watson, bringing the total to 14, including allegations that Watson sexually assaulted a woman this month. Other allegations include exposing himself and harassing a woman by trying to get her to perform oral sex. NFL spokesperson Brian McCarthy said last week that the matter is under review pertaining to the league's personal conduct policy, and the Texans said in a statement that they would stay in close contact with the NFL during its investigation. Stephen A., before I kick things off to you, let me just say this quickly here.
Sure.
So I've been in sports since 2006. Before I came to ESPN, I don't know, I've been here 5 or 6 years now. I was at NFL Network for about 4 years. Huge NFL fan, followed it very closely all along. Mm-hmm. Given the seriousness and quantity of these allegations, we're talking 14 lawsuits, 24 total claims, we're only 10 days in. I personally, as a woman, would like to hear more from the NFL. The matter is under review is just simply not enough. I understand it is too early for findings. I understand there's a process, but based on the history, you need to show us that there's a real process taking place, a real investigation, some transparency, that you take these matters seriously. We've discussed this before. 6 years ago, the NFL brought in Lisa Friel and other women and created a committee. I mean, are these just talking points or are these actual resources to address this behavior? This happened after the NFL failed women with the Rice situation. So we have an opportunity here to be proactive rather than reactionary. And that's been the knock against the NFL. You can get in front of it, you can acknowledge it, you can condemn the behavior, and you can address it. And I want to take it one step further and then obviously want you guys to react and what you think the NFL should do here. If I'm also the NFL, I'm putting Deshaun Watson on the commissioner's exempt list. I look at it this way. He's getting protected. He's getting paid. But he needs to lay low, and they need to deal with this. And when and if his name is cleared, then he can return. But when I'm saying 24 total claims against him, you can't have this man on a football field right now. Max, if this was you or this was you, Stephen A., you wouldn't be on First Take today. So address it. He can continue to get paid, and he can return when he clears his name. Again, an opportunity for the NFL to show that they respect women, they protect women. 47% of the NFL audience, that's nearly half, is women. So we support you, and we need to know that you support us. Mm-hmm. Stephen A., your reaction to what I said and what you think the NFL should do.
Well, first things first, Molly. Excuse me, you may not remember, but I do. This July will mark your 6th year at First Take. You know, I had a lot to do with you being here. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm proud of it. So let me be very, very clear.
Appreciate you.
You know, it's approaching 6 years that you will be here on First Take. You started in 2015. That's number one. Number two, I don't disagree with you. I do think that the NFL saying we're investigating the matter is not good enough. You certainly do not want to convict him in a court of public opinion when not even criminal charges have been filed. These are allegations. They are civil suits that have been levied against him. But that doesn't negate the seriousness with which it needs to be addressed. I remember whether it's Adrian Peterson with the situation with his kid or various other instances where the commissioner's exempt list was put there for a reason. Because if you impugn or sully the shield in any way, they have a license to act. It's what they've collectively bargained for. It's the power that the commissioner's office has at its disposal. And if ever there was a situation where it should be strongly considered, it should be now. Here's what we have to recognize about the commissioner's exempt list. If he gets put on the commissioner's exempt list, chances are the Houston Texans would still have to pay his $10 million salary max he's due for the upcoming season. Now, because he wouldn't be allowed on the field, nor would he be allowed to practice, Houston, at that particular moment in time, would have the license to cut him and therefore, you know, just eradicate, you know, the agreement that they had reached with them where they agreed to pay him over the $760 million. I don't support that. If until you can prove that he's guilty, do not take that money out of his pocket. Taking him off the field is one thing. Literally taking that money out of his pocket is an entirely different matter altogether. I'm sorry. He has not had criminal charges filed against him. He has not been found guilty of anything. These are accusations and allegations he has categorically denied. He's got one of the best attorneys in the business in Rusty Hart, and I'm here to tell you something right now. He's considered one of the best. And so the fact that he hasn't said much, trust me, he's compiling his own information. And you will hear from him. I'm not talking about some quote. I'm not talking about some press conference. You're going to see this man's coming. Because from everything that I've been told just about him as a lawyer, you know, and I had the pleasure of meeting him on a couple of occasions at Houston Rockets games because he sits courtside for those games. The man doesn't play. And this is the guy that is representing Deshaun Watson. But Molly makes a very, very valid point as it pertains to the accusations not being ignored. There are entirely too many to ignore. And the NFL simply adopting a wait-and-see approach is inconsistent. I'm not even debating whether it's right or wrong. It's inconsistent with what the NFL, I said NBA, what the NFL has historically done, at least in recent memory, when it comes to that commissioner's exempt list. There are people that were put on that list, okay, for far less. And so when you take that into consideration, I definitely think it's something that should happen. It's something that will happen. I just don't think that Deshaun Watson should lose his money unless he is found, at the very least, unless criminal charges have been filed. And even then, he's still innocent until proven guilty. I don't think money should be taken out of his pocket. But I do think there needs to be a halt on all this NFL stuff. And the Houston Texans, excuse me, you don't get to trade him either. Not that anybody would want to take him at this particular moment in time. But you don't get to trade him. And you don't get to cut him, so you don't have to pay him either. He was your teammate. He was your guy. He gets paid, but he goes on a commissioner's exempt list.
I don't look. It's 14 different women now, yes, who've come forward. 14. Yeah. They were the same attorney reported.
And 9 more expected.
I mean, these things, they will, the facts will come out.
24 claims.
Reportedly, they're with the same attorney because they keep say, hey, this happened to me too. 14, this is not he said, she said. At this moment, what it looks like is he said, and she said, and she said, and she said, and she said it 14 times so far. I don't think he can be on a football field. Now, there's a process for this, and I'm saying wait till the facts come out. That was my original comment.
Yeah.
There's a certain standard, and the standard is very high. The burden of proof is very high in a criminal case because you're talking about someone's freedom. In a civil case, the standard is lower, the burden of proof, because we're talking about money and not freedom. It's less important. And for the NFL, the standard is lower still. And so I don't see at this moment, the way it looks from where we're sitting, why the NFL wouldn't do precisely what Molly said. I may have said that was an overreaction by the NFL several days ago when at first it was a woman coming forward. Because at that point, as I said, it's he said, she said, let's wait till the facts come out. 14, and either there's a vast conspiracy or many women feel that they have been mistreated by Deshaun Watson. And I think, Molly, your prescribed course of action is a wise one.
Listen, here's the deal. And we have to pay attention to this as well. Deshaun Watson wanted nothing to do with the Houston Texans as recently as a month ago. Month and a half ago, wanted nothing to do with them. Now they may be his only recourse for getting paid to remain on the roster. We've heard nothing in support of Deshaun Watson from the Houston Texans. I don't think that can go unnoticed. I don't like that, by the way, because, excuse me, this guy, by all intent and purposes, was a high character guy until these allegations came down. So why is it that the Houston Texans, we're not hearing anything from them at all? That strikes me as a tad bit odd. That raises my antennas. But in the end, what it comes down to is that these lawsuits that have been filed against them, and then just as an aside, it's like, damn, Max, I mean, I guess I go to a hotel. You know, what you have people raising their antennas and thinking about with Deshaun Watson is that, you know, you go to a hotel, when you go on a vacation, you go in a hotel, you might go into a spa or something, but I mean, who has this many massage therapists, for crying out loud? How many do you need? So there's so many things that people are saying about it, but in the end, I'm not going to quit. As far as I'm concerned, he's innocent until proven guilty. These allegations doesn't mean he's guilty of it. What I will say, however, is this. It is appropriate for him to be put on that commissioner's exempt list. And at the very least, the $10 million that he's due by the Houston Texans, The only thing that should compromise that is a suspension on the part of the league of Deshaun Watson. If he doesn't get suspended by the league, he should get his money for the 2021 season, period.
And we still
have. No question.
Sorry, go ahead, Molly.
No, go. I was just going to say, and just so there's no gray area for anyone at home just joining us, as we all agree that he should be put on the commissioner's exempt list as of right now, he would still continue to be paid. Why this process pans out. And as far, again, when I'm asking to hear more from the NFL, it's not to condemn Deshaun Watson. It's to condemn this type of behavior, if true, and that they're taking this matter very seriously because they have dropped the ball in the past, and that's why they've created committees and brought in women like Lisa Friel to get in front of it. So hopefully that's something that they will consider doing because, again, 47% of the NFL audience is female, and we support you, so please support us as well. Max, do you have something else you wanted to say?
No, it's okay, Molly. I think we can end on that note.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Gentlemen, so last week, longtime NFL insider John Clayton said on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh that Russell Wilson is lobbying the team to sign Super Bowl winning receiver who? Antonio Brown. Wilson's name has come up in trade talks. This season, obviously, he hasn't been fully pleased with the Seattle Seahawks. That's no secret. Max Kellerman, what's your reaction to Wilson wanting AB?
I'm confused here. I'm confused because AB does not come on the same discount he came on last year to the Bucs, right? There's a market for him now that's going to be more competitive than it was. So it's not just like basically getting AB for free. He wants them to lure AB away from a Super Bowl-winning team with a great quarterback who's still doing it and a great defense and everything, all the things that Russell Wilson was complaining he doesn't have, right? Like, I'm confused because, Russ, I thought this was about your offensive line, which you threw under the bus, or not having a defense. Well, there are limited resources in the NFL per team. There's a salary cap. So you must rob Peter to pay Paul. For every cent you spend on Antonio Brown, you can't spend that cent on your offensive line or on your defense. And it's not like you don't have Metcalf and Lockett. You have a receiving core. So, of course, what quarterback wouldn't want to throw the ball to AB? He's one of the greatest who ever did it. But given the situation, he's lobbying for another receiver? I thought it was about the offensive line or the defense.
Well, I don't disagree with you or what you're saying there. What I would say to you is a bigger point to me. AB has been a troubled individual. You were in Pittsburgh, coming late to practice. You know, you were calling out your quarterback and Ben Roethlisberger, and you left. You dimed out Juju Smith-Schuster, who tried to be a mentee when it came to you. You go to Oakland, and, you know, you secretly tape a phone call with John Gruden. They tell you to shut up for 4 days. It was a Thursday. I'm going to remind everybody. It's a Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. If Antonio Brown can shut the hell up for 4 days, get through that Monday night opener into Tuesday, $29 million of his salary is guaranteed, and he can shut up. I mean, think about that. $29 million.
Hold your breath for 4 days for $29 million.
$29 million, and he couldn't do it. Then you go to New England. You know, you get out the door, you try to call out Robert Kraft, okay? That's going to help you. So think about all of that. And then This man gets to Tampa. Loves Tom Brady. Tom Brady loves him. Got him a place at the crib, the whole bit, the whole nine. What happens? This dude is due a $250,000 bonus, if I remember correctly. If he has 10 receptions, he had 11 that game because Tom Brady saw to it. I mean, just fed him so he could get his money, get the bag. Then, who catches a touchdown in the Super Bowl? It's Antonio Brown. Who was on the record, according to reports, just the other day, saying me? You know, I don't know if it was him and Gronk or him or somebody else. We got to figure this out. I'm sorry, him and Leonard Fournette. Yeah, we got to figure this out because we got to stay. Because Antonio Brown has found happiness. It's not just about the money. It's not just the tax-free, no state income tax in the state of Florida, you know, with the city of Tampa. We get all of that. He wants his money, but in the end, him being happy, that matters. And why would you go to a situation like Seattle with Russell Wilson already complaining about that when you've already found utopia in Tampa, plus you're a reigning Super Bowl champion? Makes no sense.
Yeah, it's just a matter of if the Bucks can keep AB. That would be my only question. You know what I mean? If they can afford to keep him, that sort of thing. Both situations, good problems to have, but I think I'd stay in Tampa.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Yeah, they are. And when Magic Johnson is in that seat, he brings smiles and good energy and greatness to the show. And Magic, it's been kind of a heavy show, and I need that right now. I see Stephen A. Why are you eyeing him like that, Stephen A.? Molly,
you know, I mean, as y'all know, I mean, I have been spending a little extra time in L.A., in La La, you know. And I've been a lot of places. I mean, I have scoured the City of Angels. I have never been at Magic Johnson Enterprises. I see that. I got to make a trip over to Magic Johnson Enterprises. I got to see. I've heard a lot about Magic Johnson Enterprises. I got to see it. I got to see it for myself. That's all I'm trying to say. I got to
see,
be there.
See, big
I got
time
to go.
In the flesh.
That's what I'm just
where
saying.
They print money.
I'm just saying. I'm going to come by there and drop
show
off lunch for you, Magic.
This.
I'm going to drop
the
off
blueprint.
Lunch for you. I'm just going to come by.
Hey, Molly, he made me get up early. You know, he called me. Hey, I need you on the show. Okay. So I usually get up at 4:30. Yeah. So I got up at 3:30 this morning, had to stretch, get on the treadmill for an hour, run, change, jump in my suit, and come on the show. So, Stephen A., and when you come to L.A., I got you for dinner, brother. That's on me.
No doubt.
All right.
No doubt. I'm coming.
Bless you.
I'm coming
dear
to the
friend
Enterprise.
Of the show. We appreciate you doing that. Hold on, Magic. I got to ask you about LeBron, but I just need to ask you this really quickly because I'm very into morning routines and how successful people, I love all this stuff. So you wake up at 4:30 every day. Just give me the morning routine real quick, and then we'll get to the Lakers.
Every morning, 4:30, stretch at 5, usually about 5 to 5:30, and then I'm on the treadmill, and then I lift weights for an hour. Hour on the treadmill, and then I lift weights, and then I'm in the office all day. You know, that's my routine. But I do take 30 minutes of me time, too. And you should be still for about 30 minutes to just get into your routine in terms of what you have to do that day. And that's what I do.
Yeah.
4:30. Is that because you're on the West Coast? You're doing business on the East Coast? 4:30.
Well, listen. The sun is shining.
It's unbelievable.
The sun is shining. But I will say, Magic, take that 30 minutes for himself. Me, when I get those 30 minutes, I'm usually watching General Hospital. That's just me. That's just me. I'm just saying. Let's go.
You need to go inward, Stephen A. Meditate like a Buddhist. All right, Magic. Producers are going to kill me. Let me stay focused because we got serious news with your Lakers. Obviously, we had AD out with the calf. He's still out. And now LeBron, we're hearing maybe a month. High ankle sprains can be very serious. Where's your level of confidence in terms of the team keeping it together with all these injuries and not getting too far behind in the West?
Well, Molly, you know, it's going to be tough because we got a tough schedule and the West is so good. That the problem is you're taking out both of our best two, not only their superstars, but they're our best two scorers, and they also our best two creators for getting shots for other guys. So that becomes an issue for the team. They will play hard. Coach Vogel is a great coach. The guys will come out and compete, but the problem, the West is just so good. And so we saw that the other night against Phoenix. The Lakers just didn't have enough firepower to beat them. And that's going to be our issue until AD and LeBron comes back. And I hope that they don't penalize LeBron in terms of the MVP. The same thing I hope they don't do for Joel Embiid. These two players have been dominant all season long. And I hope they don't be out too long so that they can, you know, compete for that MVP race as well.
Last year, you know, there was this big time show on ESPN. It was called SportsCenter with Stephen A., Wilbon, and Magic Johnson. That's where it was a big time show, okay? And during that show, I saw Irvin Magic Johnson that was never, ever nervous at all about the Lakers last year. He was very confident they were going to win the chip. I don't sense that same level of confidence this year, Magic Johnson. Is it true you're a little bit nervous about this year's team? And if so, specifically, why would that be, sir?
Well, I'm nervous because, you know, when you have, you know, AD and LeBron out with injuries, that is a cause of concern. And then I'm concerned about the middle, too. We are not very good at shot blocking. The things we used to be good at with Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee, we can't close the middle down this year. We don't have that type of length on our team. So I hope that during this trade deadline or if somebody get bought out, that we can, you know, solve that issue. But it's going to be tough for any team to beat the Lakers if they're healthy four times in a playoff series. It's just going to be tough. So I still believe in the Lakers, but the Lakers have competition this year that they didn't have last season. And we're looking at the West with Utah, with Denver, the Clippers. I think it's still going to come down to the Clippers and the Lakers for the West. And then I give Milwaukee some credit. That picking up P.J. Tucker from Houston, that trade, it's really going to help them in the playoff. And Trevor Ariza going to Miami, that's going to help them too. So let's see what Philly ends up doing in the trade deadline, because Milwaukee is a better team right now. And that fourth quarter small team is going to be a lot better with P.J. Tucker.
Magic, there was some sad news yesterday. So many Lakers greats, you and Kareem, Kobe and Shaq, Wilt, and so many players, and among the greats, the greatest players who ever lived, Elgin Baylor, who passed yesterday. Do you have any thoughts on Elgin?
Well, Max, you know that Elgin was the first Laker and Los Angeles Lakers superstar, right? We know that George Mikan was in Minnesota, but when it comes to Los Angeles, and you think about Showtime, and you think about somebody with the creativity, the hang time, He was actually Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan. He was Dr. J before Dr. J. And let's remember this, Max. This dude scored 60 points in the NBA Finals, and it still holds the record for NBA Finals most points scored 60. In a game. 60 against the Celtics.
Unreal.
And also, Molly, he scored 70 in a regular season game. I mean, when you think about
my goodness,
Hall of Famer and superstar, it's Elgin Baylor, and he's still up under the radar. He should get more notoriety than he's getting, and we want to say rest in peace to this Hall of Famer, and also we're praying for his wife and his kids as well.
We all echo those sentiments, Magic. I want to switch to a different subject in regards to the Clippers, and the only reason I say that is because Elgin Baylor served as a general manager for the Clippers for over 20 years. When you talk about the Clippers, obviously, I think that, and I've said this on many, many occasions, when we talk about superstars, it's not just about your talent. It's about your ability to lead, to galvanize the troops around you for one common goal and to milk out of them all that they have. I don't believe that Kawhi Leonard is held accountable enough for that since he's arrived in L.A. He arrived in L.A., had the commercials with the crown dangling from his mirror, giving LeBron indication, it's a new day, here I come, as the reigning champion and NBA Finals MVP. Then they didn't get it done in the semifinals last year. This year, we're looking at them some expectations. I sort of feel like Kawhi owes it to us to have that confrontation. Him against LeBron, both in L.A., the battle for L.A. How do you feel about that, sir?
Well, Stephen A., let's look at the past, right?
Okay.
San Antonio, he had Tony Parker and Tim Duncan. They were the two leaders. Then let's go to Toronto. Kyle Lowry was the leader of the Raptors when they went for the championship. He always had a dominant point guard that was the leader of the team. And that's what he needs today. Listen, Kawhi is still a superstar. He's still one of the best top 10
yes.
players in the league. But we're asking him to do something that he's not used to doing. We still want him to go out and score 25 to 30 points. We still want him to lock down the opponent's best player. But now you're saying be a leader too?
Yes.
It's not in his DNA. It's not in his DNA. So what the Clippers must do, they got to get somebody to play that role and let him just be Kawhi. Let Paul George just be Paul George. Because neither one of them are comfortable playing that role.
Imagine, you're a point guard. Pick one. Kyle Lowry or Lonzo Ball. Which
Ooh.
One do they need? That's right. Answer the question, point guard extraordinaire. Give it to me. Kyle Lowry or Lonzo Ball for the Clippers. Which one should they get?
Well, let's put it like this. Kyle Lowry has already done that, right? He's already been a champion. So he'll know what to do in those moments, in those situations. Now, but I will tell you this. If they don't get Lonzo Ball, the New York Knicks better jump on that.
No!
Lonzo's the real
deal. Yes.
The New York Knicks, I thought you'd like that, Stephen A. That's your team.
I want a point guard that can shoot. He's shooting 38% from three.
No.
Let me listen to Magic. Go ahead, Magic.
Stephen A., you're missing the point. Julius Randle has been dominant.
Yes.
And they got some young guys who can get up and down the court. The problem is you don't have a point guard pushing that rock to create shots for the other guys. That's what Lonzo does best. He'll speed up the game. You know what the Knicks' problem is? They don't get easy baskets. They don't get easy layups. Everything is a half-court grind. If you're going to win, especially in the playoff, you got to get easy buckets.
I agree with that, but he's not aggressive.
That's what Lonzo specializes in.
In the interest of full disclosure, you and I, we boys, you and I got into one argument in all the years we've known each other. And what was that argument, Magic? I said, no, don't get Lonzo, get De'Aaron Fox. You know how I feel about that. He lacks aggression. He can play, but he lacks aggression. He's not his brother. He's not LaMelo. He's just more aggressive.
That's right.
He's not there.
That's right. I'm agreeing with you. He is not LaMelo, but look what he's doing this year. He's having his best season, and he stayed healthy. The reason Lonzo Ball couldn't reach his potential He was always hurt. But right now, he's played all season, and he's having a career season. The Knicks need a point guard who can push that basketball. Hey, watch what happens. If they pull that trade off, they're going to be tough to beat in the playoffs.
He's also only 23.
I would prefer it if they got somebody like Zach LaVine, but I don't see that
happening.
Stephen
A., he's also only 23 years old. Magic, what I want
to
know.
I'm flying to L.A. to see him. I'm flying to L.A. for Magic. We don't talk about this. We don't talk about this.
Stephen A. brings this up all the time, Magic. If you had to redo that draft, would you have taken De'Aaron Fox, who gave it to Lonzo in the tournament, or would you have stayed, given the way Lonzo has developed, was that in retrospect the right pick?
Okay, we know that if you look at their careers, Fox has played better. Okay, I give you that. No question about it. I'm not going to take that away from De'Aaron Fox. I'm a fan of his. But at the same time, we needed a leader in not only on the court, but in the locker room. If he hadn't been hurt, 2 years in a row, he didn't play a full season. And that hurt Lonzo. He needed to play basketball, but he couldn't. So, at the same time, let's see what happens in the next 5 or 6 years. I really think he's on an upward tick. I think Lonzo is going to reach his potential. Yes, De'Aaron Fox has exploded. He's played great. Matter of fact, I was hoping he would make the All-Star team this year because he's played great. But I'm still a Lonzo Ball fan, and I'm going to tell you this. There's no guard in this league, point guard, whose basketball IQ is higher than Lonzo Ball. The IQ of Lonzo Ball is off the charts.
And argue with Magic Johnson about basketball IQ.
What's wrong with you, Stephen A?
I dare you to argue with Magic Johnson about basketball point guard IQ, Stephen A. Go ahead.
Stephen A. Try to defend yourself.
I can't do that. He makes valid points, okay? He makes valid points. He's Magic Johnson, damn it. But still, Magic, look, man, I'm not going to question the IQ. I know Lonzo is smart. I know that he's a pure point guard. My question is, when I'm questioning your assertiveness, your aggression, and your shot, I don't need you at Madison Square Garden.
Why are you questioning his shot? He's hitting shots.
Oh, stop it. He's shooting 42% for the field. Yeah, 38% for 3-point.
38% taking 7 in the game.
Go ahead, Magic.
Let me make this point. Thibodeau needs two things, right? He demands, first of all, defense and a good teammate. You play hard every single night and be a good teammate. That's what Lonzo Ball brings to the table. He's one of the best at deflections in all the NBA. When he was with the Lakers, he always were in the top 5 in deflections. He's one of the solid defenders in our league. And then last but not least, Stephen A., he's gotten better offensively. If he went to the Apple with that pressure and how LaMelo is playing, I think he gonna
The pressure on Tinseltown and the bright lights with Jack this court side was one of the reasons he wasn't looking so great in L.A.
No. Let's be honest. When LeBron got hurt, Magic, tell him. When LeBron got hurt, actually, the team was still functioning until Lonzo went out. That's when it fell apart.
I'm trying to tell Stephen A. He's looking at the offensive numbers too much. Yes, De'Aaron Fox is going to always score more than Lonzo Ball. That is not Lonzo's role, it's to score. But his all-around game is just as good as De'Aaron Fox's all-around game.
I got him. See, Magic, here's the deal. Because when Magic, even though Magic could slow the ball up and what have you, what was Magic, what did Magic personify? Showtime. Magic could pass, Magic's greatest pass in NBA history, greatest point guard in NBA history, but you fueled an offense. You didn't benefit from dudes playing the right way and just, oh, okay, as a result, I'll get mine. No, you fueled it. You were the straw that stirred the cup. That's what we need from the point guard position. You can't tell me that's Lonzo. I respect this game. He's not a scrub. And I'm not saying he doesn't belong in the NBA, but y'all acting like this dude is the missing piece, like the second coming or something. What's going on, Magic?
No.
What's going on?
No, you got it wrong. Listen, the Knicks are building something.
Yes.
They're taking step by step by step.
I agree with that.
And you have to do that with young basketball players. Julius Randle is a young emerging superstar, right? And so you need young guys with him. Now, Lonzo Ball already knows how to play with Julius Randle because they did that with the Lakers. So actually, it would be a
they were
good
babies.
Really?
Yeah, they were babies.
See, they just didn't know how to play. They didn't know how to work out. They didn't understand the time that they needed to put into the game. Look at what Julius did. He can now shoot from the three-point line. He couldn't do that with the Lakers,
That's
but he
true.
Put the time in. That's why he made the All-Star team this year. And so we had a lot of babies at that time. Look what Jordan Clarkson is doing now for Utah Jazz. He's going to win the Sixth Man of the Year award. The things he could do now, he couldn't do when he was with the Lakers. So guys do improve. Hey, and the last guy, look at what happened with, I'm thinking about his name. I'm forgetting his name.
Brandon Ingram.
Yep. Brandon Ingram. Look what happened to him when he left Los Angeles. He matured, and now, look,
You know what the problem is, Magic, you know what the problem is? You know what the problem is? You spoiled Stephen A. He expects every 19-year-old rookie to come out and drop 40 in the finals and be the MVP of the finals. Will you stop it? These were babies when Magic drafted him. 19, 20 years old. Not everyone's Magic Johnson.
Don't judge a boxing
match. Magic, you hear it? He's mad because Lonzo Ball's not Magic Johnson.
Magic, let me get to that. I'll be at Magic Johnson Enterprises to talk to you about this next week. But let me ask you this question. The Brooklyn Nets, I got them
security.
As the favorites. I got Brooklyn as the favorites coming out of the East. Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. At least we agree on something.
Listen, you got three of the most dominant scorers we have in the game today, and their basketball IQ ranks right there with LeBron and, you know, anybody else in the top 10 of the league. Then you have guys who can get their own shot. You can just pass it to Kevin Durant, who I think is, Kevin is the probably most dominant offensive player we've seen maybe in our lifetime. Not as much as Jordan, but right there with Jordan, right there with Kobe. But, man, and then you throw in Kyrie, who is, just unstoppable. And then James Harden, to me, is playing the best basketball I've ever seen James Harden play. Because he's playing winning championship basketball. And I hope that the voters for the MVP don't penalize him for coming to the team late. Because that man is playing off the charts.
Would you have them beating the Lakers if they met in the finals?
I'm sorry?
Would you have them beating the Lakers if they met LeBron and AD in the finals?
Man, I'm a Laker. I'm always roll with the Lakers. You know that. I can't.
There's three of those dudes in Brooklyn and only two in L.A.
Never. I don't care if I think they're going to lose. I'm going to always go with the Lakers. And I would never bet against LeBron James. I can't bet against LeBron James. I can't.
Let me ask you this real quick, Magic, before we let you go. I love messing with Stephen A., Hollywood Steve. Now he's out there in L.A. He's bi-coastal. He's got, eight houses this year. He's got, eight shows. He's just living his best life, and I'm proud of him. He works hard. He deserves it. But
That's
I like
right.
messing with him that he's not going to be in L.A. He's going to be in Salt Lake City, salty and mad when Denver makes it there. So because of that, tell me this. We asked everybody this at home. It was our poll question day. Who do you think's under the most pressure when they return? Is it more on AD or LeBron so that Stephen A. doesn't end up in Salt Lake City?
No, it's not one or the other. They're both under pressure, right? And you think about, listen, when you play in Los Angeles and you play for the Lakers, you're under pressure because we expect championships. So they're both under pressure to win it again. We want to see them repeat. I don't say it's more pressure on LeBron or more pressure on AD. We want them both healthy and both ready for the playoff. Because, again, and I want to say this again, Utah, Phoenix, Denver, the Clippers, at Dallas, whoever plays Dallas in that first round in Portland, I tell you what, Damian Lillard, wow, man, he's playing off the charts. He can win the MVP as well. So when you think about
wild, wild
one
West.
Through eight in the West, it's going to be tough. They're
let
tough.
Me tell you,
so,
let me tell y'all something.
Stephen A. COVID-19, headed to Salt Lake City.
COVID-19 took away Miami, L.A. in the finals last year. We could have been in both cities. They took that from me, okay? COVID-19 took that from me. If I have to end up going to Utah,
you're gonna have
I might not speak to y'all again.
Stephen A is
I might not speak to any of y'all again, especially you, Molly. I might not speak to y'all.
Stephen A will enjoy a nice root beer in Salt Lake City. Throw back a root beer or two in Salt Lake City. Stephen A, you'd be good.
Now, Salt Lake City is a very beautiful city.
Throw up some prayers.
And the people there are beautiful. But,
I love that backcourt. Connelly and Mitchell, man. I tell you. And then they got two shooters, Joe. Ingles and Bogdanovich, I hope I said it right.
Yep. Bogdanovich, yes.
And then you think about the big boy holding it down in the middle. That team, and they got a great coach. So
this
is going to be the most exciting playoffs we've had in some time in the NBA because those teams are strong and they can win. And don't count Phoenix out. Chris Paul,
I'm making my reservations.
Put in work last night.
I'm making my reservations for Magic Johnson Enterprises right now. We got some talking to do.
Get your ID.
I'll see you soon.
You we got get some through talking security to do. First. All right.
Hey,
I'll leave you with this.
Molly, tell Jalen good luck. Yeah. University of Michigan got to hold it down for the Big Ten. Because all the other teams
lost. Okay, Sparty. I'm sure you're really rooting for Michigan there, Mr. Michigan State, bleeding green and the purple and gold. Yeah, Florida State's going to be tough.
I always root for the Big Ten.
Okay. Well, the Big
Ten's
been stinking it up lately. They get there, and then they can't hold it down. All right, so Stephen A., if you ever want Stephen A. Smith Enterprises, 4:30 a.m. is the wake-up time. Get on that.
Magic, that's when I get up for first take out there.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for
that's the time I get up for first take out there.
Yeah.
4:30.
Okay.
That's when the call starts, brother. 4:30. You get up right when the call starts.
I'm rolling to Magic Johnson Enterprises. I'll see you soon, bro. I'll see you soon.
You got
some explaining to do. You got some explaining to do.
I want to stay with the Nets. You too, who Magic said he expects in the East, hopefully, here. So Kyrie Irving will miss the next three games due to a family matter. He's already been in and out of the lineup this season. Irving missed 2 weeks in January for a personal absence, which was further delayed by him breaking COVID-19 protocols. Today also marks Kyrie's 29th birthday. Happy birthday, Kyrie. I think he's an Aries. So let's talk about the Nets star. Max is really concerned about his zodiac sign, so he's happy that I gave that information. Max, tell me this. Will the Nets' big three be better for Kyrie's career than his years with LeBron?
Yes, I do think so, because with LeBron, LeBron is such an overwhelming talent, and Kyrie was still coming up. That it was not obviously LeBron needed a crime partner, and Kyrie is extremely talented. But especially given what happened, the way it ended, and how Kyrie looked in Boston after that, and then even in Brooklyn before these other guys arrived, he looked like a spectacular talent that couldn't win without LeBron, that couldn't be a part of a winning nucleus as a leader without LeBron. But what he is showing this year and what he has shown is that, sure, you want me to share the ball in the backcourt with another dominant, you know, on-ball, you know, ball-dominant scorer, facilitator, whatever. Yep, can do that in the service of winning. Already, his reputation is different because of the kind of understanding he and James Harden, the way they've been able to play in that backcourt together. And Kyrie has always been the best show in the game, basically. But now he's the best show in the game in the service of winning, and that's without KD. I think when this is all said and done, Brooklyn's going to be even better for him than Cleveland was.
It's hard to refute that because I can see him winning more championships in Brooklyn than he won in Cleveland. But it remains to be seen, and I'll tell you why. We rave about LeBron arguably acknowledging that his greatest title was coming back from a 3-1 deficit as a Cleveland Cavalier to knock off the Golden State Warriors. Well, who was his sidekick? It was Kyrie Irving.
Balling.
Who hit the game-winning shot over Steph Curry? It was Kyrie Irving. Who did it in the Game 7? It was Kyrie Irving. Who averaged about 27 that series? It was Kyrie Irving. So it's pretty hard to eclipse that, particularly when you're the guy that closed the deal. Whereas we can imagine James Harden or Kevin Durant doing it for them in Brooklyn. Here's the one thing I want to say about Kyrie. Kyrie is box office. He is absolutely sensational. I think he is the best show in basketball. These games, and listen, I don't know what's going on. I wouldn't ask. I don't care as long as his family is okay and he's well, I wish them nothing but the best. But this is a guy that played 20 games last year.
This is a guy that took 2 weeks off this season. This is a guy that missed games thereafter. You know, at some point in time, it's like, again, we look at LeBron, 36 years age of your age, 18th season, trying to play every game. And every now and then, there's something that happens with Kyrie that reminds you that basketball doesn't appear to be the priority. It should be. It's paid for him to be. It's paid to him to be, or that he should want it to be. And so, obviously, it's the regular season. It's not a big deal. But you're always sitting back and saying, okay, what's going to be next? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen next? And when is it going to happen? You imagine that it won't happen during the postseason because now the priority gets elevated and you understand it. But with him, you never know.
Well, I will say
and so,
that.
And that's all I'm saying is that that's what it is. It's like, again, I had something was trending on social media last night, Max, because somebody sent me a tweet about Kyrie. Are we ready to say Kyrie better than AI? I said, yeah, better shooter, better ball handler, better scorer. Kyrie is sensational. But he wasn't more dependable. You didn't carry a franchise on your shoulders for a decade. You know, at some point in time, it matters.
We're evaluating Kyrie as a basketball player.
Yes.
So sometimes your evaluation as a human being can interfere with your evaluation as a basketball player.
Only because of your availability.
I would never criticize someone as a human being
right.
for paying attention to their family
Absolutely.
Before their career.
Absolutely.
And nevertheless, when we evaluate yeah. their career, we got to take that into
yes.
account. I'll just say that this Kyrie Irving that we've seen so far this year,
he knew
he had to get away from LeBron so he could prove himself in a different way. He's doing it
He's
so
far. He's doing it. He's been unselfish. He's been incredible on the basketball court. Again, the best show in the NBA. But on a couple of occasions, he's left us wondering what's next. And you cannot have that come playoff time.
He's been the best show. He's now also a winner
he's
in a different
winner,
kind of way.
He's a winner. He's the best show. We just got to hope that
this.
Continues into the postseason.
I hope everything's okay with him and his family. Obviously,
yes, so
that comes first.
Best wishes.
By the way, Ray Lewis is going to be here tomorrow. That'll be a lot of fun. The Hall of Famer, Stipe Miocic, and Stephen A. Looks like the Lonzo Ball should be headed to the Knicks, so that's good for you, too. Take your program to the next level, and I know you're excited about that.